Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for January 5th, 2025, Epiphany Sunday, is based on Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield. The sermon is based on our Advent sermon series, Words for the Beginning. And the sermon is entitled, The Road Isn't Straight.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star as it's rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Well, to get your brains working on this chilly morning, I'm going to start off by asking you a geometry question. I got the same reaction at the first service. Not a lot of geometry buffs out there. That's okay. What is the shortest path between two points?
A straight line.
A straight line. So you knew more geometry than you thought you did. Yes, geometry tells us that the shortest path between two points is a straight line. I think that humans love that concept and try to live our lives by that concept more than we realize. We love mapping things out in a straight line, getting us from point A to point B without any deviation from the plan, getting there as quickly as possible. We use things like Google Maps and Apple Maps to get us the quickest route from home to wherever we are going. Society tells us that there is a straight line for how we are to find and live out our vocational call. Go to elementary school, go to middle school, go to high school, go to college or tech school, or just join the workforce immediately, continue that for 50 years, and then retire. Society tells us that there's one straight line for how to live your personal life. When you're young, people ask you, "When are you getting married?" And then, "When are you having kids?" And then, "When are your kids getting married?" And then, "When are they going to have kids?" But in all reality, we know that things rarely go that smoothly. We rarely get from point A to point B in a straight line without any sort of deviation. Sometimes there are detours or closed roads that prevent us from getting to the fastest way to where we want to go. Or maybe you're a rebel and on your vacation you decide to take a detour from the path to visit something obscure like the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Is that path okay? Sometimes kids are so burnt out with the stresses of school that they want to take a gap year or go explore the world before deciding whether they want to go into further education or the workforce. Is that path okay? Sometimes couples don't want to get married or can't get married. Sometimes couples can't have kids or don't want to have kids. Is that path okay? In these scenarios, the people are not societal failures because they didn't follow the straight line that most of society wants to put them on. They take the path and the time they need to get where they want to go. Often the straight and narrow ways we assume are set before us are not our only options. We see this played out in our reading today from Matthew. We're told that three magi come from the east because they had seen a star at its rising and followed it in order to come pay homage to the new king. What do we really know about these magi? Well, not much if you rely solely on the book of Matthew, the place that they are mentioned in the Bible. You heard their entire story just now. But tradition and other apocryphal writings suggest that they were priestly astrologers, maybe part of the Zoroastrian religion, that lived near what would be today modern-day Iran, and then part of the Persian Empire. It would have taken them approximately 4 to 6 months to travel the nearly 1,400 miles to Bethlehem. And my guess is that when you follow a star, it doesn't give you turn-by-turn directions or stalled camel notifications while you're wandering through that rough terrain. They inevitably had to take the long way around some physical barriers like mountain ranges, bodies of water, or unfriendly cities. It definitely wasn't a straight and narrow path for them to get to their destination. The Magi had believed that they made it to their destination when they arrived in Jerusalem, which was actually 5.5 miles away from Bethlehem, where Jesus actually was. They believed that the king would obviously be born in the sacred city of Jerusalem where the palace was. So when they arrived, they start asking around as to who this new king might be. And the king at the time, King Herod, grows nervous when he hears this. So he has the Magi brought to him and asks them about this new king they claim has arrived. Well, Herod's chief priests and scribes tell him that prophecies from the books of Daniel or Micah, even from the prophet Balaam, tell that a king will be born to Israel and it will happen in Bethlehem. Herod is obviously worried about the potential of a usurper to his throne, so he tells the Magi to go to Bethlehem and to find the baby and report back to him. He tells them that he just wants to pay the child homage, but in all reality, he wants to eliminate his competition. So the Magi once again head off following that star and end up finding this new king in the most unlikely of places. Not in the holy city or in a palace, but in a stable, wrapped in cloth strips, lying in a feeding trough. Nothing seems to be turning out the way that they had probably expected. And after paying homage to the new king and dropping off their gifts, just before they leave, they are told in a dream not to return to Herod, but to go home another way, an unfamiliar way, a 4 to 6 month detour. I like what Kayla Craig has to say about this change of direction that the Magi have to take. She says, sometimes the most profound moments in life come from taking a courageous turn that leads us away from our meticulously planned routes. The Magi's decision to embrace alternate paths challenges us as we think about our own journeys. The Magi were willing to have their assumptions challenged and their plans changed. And the same is true for us. We don't have to have all of the answers before we embark, or an obstacle-free path, because hope is what empowers our journey. As we go forward each day in faith, we'll have opportunities to decide between conforming to external expectations and following the path that God has before us. Following the Spirit's stirrings may lead us down twists and turns that lead us often out of our comfort zones, but put us into a divine path of truth, justice, and peace. How many of you have wandered off the path at some point in your life, but found a blessing along the detours? I'm not saying that every detour or venture off the path will be a blessing, but because we believe in a God who is always by our side, we know that God can work in the unexpected and in the unknown. The Magi, these people who were part of an academic and religious elite group of their community, trust in a dream and decide that they are going to trust a divine wisdom that is beyond their own research and intuition and reason. Despite having to venture off their planned path at the cost of risking danger to themselves, they trusted a nudge from God that they should protect this innocent child, the king of the Jews, who they found in a meager feeding trough. The arrival of the Christ child into this world shows us that God has chosen to come to be among God's beloved creation. God has chosen to walk alongside you and to be with you always. We're never alone in our journey, no matter the detours that we encounter. Having this perspective empowers us to face the uncertainties of our journeys with courage, with each step bringing us closer to where we truly belong and who, to whom God is calling us to be. Just like the Magi, I encourage you to listen for that nudge of the Holy Spirit in your life that may be calling you to say, it's time to take a different path. Be willing to step out into the unknown in faith, because you can trust that God will be with you along the journey. As we come to the end of this Words for the Beginning series that we've gone through in Advent and Christmas, I want to leave you with a blessing from the writers of A Sanctified Art. It's okay if your journey hasn't looked like you thought it would. As you navigate twists and turns, stay curious and open to where God might be leading you. May you find courage to explore new routes and wisdom to follow the one who will never leave you nor forsake you. May each new path be a chance to trust God and discover deeper truths about the love that will never let you go. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.